Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This show is going to air on the LSAT registration deadline. April 25th is the registration deadline for the June 2023 LSAT. We have an email here from Anonymous who is asking about whether it's appropriate or not appropriate to take the June LSAT. So hopefully this will be helpful today if you're making that last minute decision.
Hey, Ben and Nate. I've been self-studying for the past 2 months and plan on taking the June LSAT. I'm currently a senior biology major with a 3.3 GPA, which I know is a bit low for law school standards. I hope to offset that with a high LSAT score, but I'm currently scoring in the lower 150s. I'm aiming for a score between 165 and 170, and I'm wondering if I can get my score up in time. Okay, so you have a month and a half?
Clearly push. Why are you trying to force in the June test if you know you're a splitter, your grades are going to hold you back from law schools, you need a truly excellent LSAT, you're in the low 150s trying to get to 170? That's not the kind of thing that really justifies taking a shot at it 6 weeks from now. I'm not saying you're not going to make it, you know, but my gut is saying, why would you put so much pressure on yourself? Why wouldn't you just prep hard and register when you know you're ready?
And I want your goal to be higher. Why are you settling for
a 170? You studied biology, for Christ's sakes. You're like really smart, right? Dumb people don't study biology. So you're capable of doing this. Why don't you do it to the tune of a 175? And why are you trying to, like, you're still in school, by the way, it says currently a senior biology major. So there's no reason to rush. You're already registered. If you plan on taking it, that means you're probably already registered. If you are, that's okay. You can just push it to August for no charge, as long as you do it on the registration deadline, which is today.
Yep.
You want to read the rest of Anonymous's email?
Sure. Anonymous says, I study around 3 hours a day with logic games being my weaker section.
Right. And it's like, you should be perfect in the games by the time you sit for the official test. Your case is going to be, I'm a STEM major. Well, you need perfect logic games to make that case, right? You need a high, like something solidly in the 170s, and you show up going, yeah, I got a 3.3, but I also have a 175 and I have a biology degree.
Yep.
Well, then you need to perfect your logic games, which you can do.
I'm applying for law school for the fall 2024 semester, and I am very anxious about my application as I don't have a traditional background nor any legal experience. That's not why you should be anxious. Your traditional background does not matter. Legal experience does not matter. I thought you were going to say you're going to be anxious about getting the score you need within the time that you have. That's why you shouldn't be planning to apply for the fall 2024 semester.
Read the rest of this.
Though I have worked part-time throughout college in medically related positions, should I prioritize on getting experience this summer for a stronger application? What are some ways that I can become a stronger applicant? No, do not prioritize
this one weird trick. You can become a stronger applicant.
Yep.
Get
it's your LSAT score.
A better LSAT. Yeah. Do whatever you want to do in the meantime. Absolutely. Get a job at a law firm, get an internship, start pursuing, you know, if you think you might want to work in big law, go work in big law for a while. See what it's really like. If you think you might want to work in the public defender's office, go get a job in the public defender's office. Even if it's an unpaid internship, who cares? Do some investigations of various legal paths, and then you'll be better prepared once you finally do get in law school. Because it's kind of shocking, Ben, how many of your cohort like totally already knew what they wanted to do, even when they were 1Ls. I was shocked.
I don't remember, but it felt like there were a lot of go-getters who were there studying, and they were like, yeah, this is my plan.
First semester of 1L, and they're showing up in a suit because they have an interview that day for a summer job.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? How is that even possible? Because I hadn't done any due diligence before I started. So Anonymous, this isn't to make you a better applicant. This is to make law school a better fit for you, or so that you can get more out of law school. stop thinking that it's like a privilege to get admitted to these amazing, you know, halls of justice or whatever. Instead, don't think about selling yourself to the schools. Just get a real high LSAT and you'll not have a problem with that. But yeah, get experience so that you have some clue what you're getting yourself into so that you can get more out of law school once you're already there. Sorry, go ahead, Ben.
No, I just want to clarify that. I mean, we are talking about this and I agree with you, but the motivation is purely to decide whether or not you even want to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And so...
instead of going, you know, like just making the decision to go and then how do I make myself look like I'm a good fit? No, go do some investigations and figure out whether that they are a good fit for you.
Yeah. So imagine you walk into a bar and you're going up and talking to people. You're going up and talking to them to decide whether you want to keep talking to them.
Yeah.
You're not going up to them hoping that they will be excited to talk to you. And you're in the spotlight, nervous. Did I say the right thing? And do I stand the right way? No, it's none of that. You're going in deciding, do I want to be here? Is this a cool bar? Or am I going to leave? That's the question. And that's how you need to approach law school. Do I want to be here? Who am I going to be hanging out with for a while? Is this something for me? And then you need to focus 100% on getting the best damn LSAT score you can get, because even if that means not getting this job, because that's what actually matters.
I know Anonymous is probably recoiling, you know, like, because the advice that we're giving them is to take two gap years. They're a senior biology major. They're going to graduate this year. And they say that they're applying for fall, thinking they want to apply for fall 2024, right?
So they already have to take a gap year.
So they're like, already taking at least one gap year. Now our advice is take two gap years. But I do think that that's a better fit for you, Anonymous, because if you'll take all the pressure off the LSAT, you'll give yourself plenty of time to study. You could get rid of your goal, which is a terrible goal. You have a goal that's too low. Your goal should be as high as you can possibly score, not 165 to 170, as high as you can possibly score. And that might take you 6 months of prep, and it might take you 3 or 4 or 5 chances at the official LSAT. And if you wait and apply in fall 2024 for fall 2025 admission, the world is your oyster. You're going to have just so many options to choose from. Plus, you will have been able to get some real legal experience so that you'll be able to get more out of law school once you're actually there. You're trying to force in your last semester of college and LSAT prep and writing your applications, getting your letters of recommendation, getting your transcripts, your personal statement, your supplementary essays. You're trying to cram all of that into this spring and summer, and it's too much. Instead, focus on your grades this last semester, get straight A's this last semester, then start prepping for the LSAT. Give yourself plenty of time to take the test multiple times, like prep and prep and prep, then start taking the LSAT multiple times. You need to push your June test, Anonymous. Just push it to August and have that be your plan for your first attempt.
Yep.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.